camera and stuff.
Yes. If I could please call to order today's meeting of the Governance Committee. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. First item of, for consideration is approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as submitted? All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We also have before you the approval of the minutes from June 12. Is there a motion to accept the minutes? Hearing one from my vice chair. Is a second? Second. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. The one item we have for today is an action item. And I want to just note for the record that this is one of those rare instances where the committee hopefully will act today, and then we will bring this before the board at 1 o'clock for its approval as well. This is the action item on the approval of revisions to the board's code of ethics. I'd like the general counsel to tee it up for us, and then we'll move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We're bringing to the committee today a limited statement to clarify the board's position and the policy principle it chooses to put in place on the issue of confidentiality and board member fiduciary duty. As the committee knows, we've been having an ongoing discussion on our code of ethics. Going back several months, the committee has been doing its work diligently for many months, beginning last fall and continuing into the spring of 2014. The issue of confidentiality was raised and has received considerable discussion among board members and jurisdictional partners. And we would like to resolve the issue of board member confidentiality in the context of its fiduciary duties today with the statement of principles that's being presented in the resolution before you. We will then come back to the committee in September to resume the fuller discussion and continue the committee's work that was interrupted, if you will, by this issue and get back to that important work of continuing to refine the code as a whole in the fall. But the proposal before you today is limited to the issue of confidentiality in the context of the fiduciary duty as stated in the principles before you.
Very good. To put this in a little more context, you have before you the draft principles. We will, as the General Counsel mentioned in September, be addressing the other issues related to proposed changes in the Code of Ethics. The General Counsel and I have been working on a review of various suggestions that have been made with respect to the Code. We will send out to the committee and with copies to the full board a chart that reflects the various changes that have been proposed along with some suggestions we've received from the jurisdictions and their lawyers along with our recommendations. And so you will have those in plenty of time to take a look at them. And we will then discuss those in September. And to the extent people want to speak to those particular suggestions, we will take that up in September. I also want to point out that in the language that's before you today that we hopefully will adopt, there's a reference to jurisdictions, and the definition for that will be reflected in another part of the code, but I just want to make it clear that definition of jurisdictions will reflect the fact that that in Virginia there are basically sort of sub-jurisdictions or other jurisdictions beside the Commonwealth, the various localities that are actually paying into WMATA and a part of that. So we will have a definition for you to reflect that. Just want to give you notice of that. Also, I would like to note that on the proposal that is in front of you, as I move it, I would like to propose two minor changes that our colleagues from Maryland have suggested should be put in. And that is on in the paragraph, the sentence that starts, in the rare instance where an actual conflict arises, after we talk about the attorney-client or attorney-work product privileges with, we would add the board. This is on line 1, 2, 3, the fourth line down on page 10. We would add the board or in front of one or more, And in the next line, after board, we would make that read the Board of Directors, which I think we've already captured that. But that first change would just add the board, and the purpose of that suggestion was basically to provide an opportunity for the general counsel to alert board members prior to making a disclosure to the board about the nature of what the information is, so that if, in fact, some board members may have a conflict, they will know in advance and they won't compromise their position. So with that suggested amendment, I would like to move the language that appears in your board book attached to the resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt this resolution and that we pass it on to the full board later today. All those in favor, is any further discussion, I should ask? Yes.
I think principles is misspelled on the attachment.
We put that in there intentionally to see if anybody would catch it. So you get
exactly how far I read this.
You get a silver line T-shirt as a result of finding that. With that,
just to be clear, your reference to the definition of jurisdictions and how that's important to the sub-jurisdictions in Virginia.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make the point that's equally important to the sub-jurisdictions in Maryland, Prince George's County and Montgomery County, which are in a similar position, Virginia, in the way that concept is to be defined.
Great. I will accept that as a friendly sort of
explanation. Very friendly.
Yes, very friendly. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
I would like to abstain. I'll talk about that at the board meeting.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. So that motion is passed. Is there anything else we need to discuss, Madam General Counsel?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. With that in mind, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.